When I did come here on my last mission, all went well for quite some time. Then it was evident it was too early, and I was asked to return to Pure Light. The shock this gave you, I am so sorry. I am of you. We all are kin. I never intended to forsake you. This was not my plan or his. The Creator, whom you call by many names, he, she is the ultimate light. This Mother Father is who calls you home into the light. Forget not the first of this story. It was love that this all came. And into love it will be restored. This is why each of you came. You came to earth to restore splendor. You came to earth to restore love. And as you do this little by little, a critical mass is reached above. As those beyond this planet of yours see that you are true in intent, they will release you from all former bondage. They will allow you to ascend. This is the truth. You must now trust it. If you don't, you will truly fall. And this fall, it has never happened. This fall, no, please, no, not at all. Please don't let this tether slip more. Please don't walk away in fear. Please remember Source, your loved ones, those who do await you, dear. Your soul friends, they are all awaiting. They have watched you suffer long. With patience, they have loved you always, waiting for you to come home. Your return, it is near, my dear loved ones. Trust, trust light, and trust pure love. You must discern it, for it is sorting light from dark and lust from love. You will be aided in these moments, moments which may feel like years. It is a full and whole ascension. All will come, none left in fear. You will be released from all bondage. Mark my word, my voice is true. There is one role for you to play here. It is to love and not to fear. In every moment, you must choose now between the light and former dark. For even dark is being transmuted. Originally, it was not dark. It simply forgot who it was birthed from whence it came and who it is. In this amnesia, it could not reach for the home light it surely is. If only this had been quite different, you might never have volunteered to be an agent for the awakening, to be a lifeline for one so dear. It is because you do love so deeply that you set forth from your sacred home and undertook this uncertain mission to bring all fallen souls back home. You will succeed, I do beseech you. Do not fall again away. It is only fear that now does tempt you. There is no other path, no way. The only way to end your suffering is to release yourself from fear. No easy feat. You may laugh and say, dears, yes, we recognize your state. Yet you are capable beyond all measure. Remember from whence you all came. You radiated out from pure light. It is because of your light that you came. And by this same light, you can manage to re-navigate your way. I will help you. I am with you. This is why, dear souls, I came. I came to lift you in this passage. We have been here in this same place. We almost made it in one past lifetime. We almost lifted dark away. And now we all are incarnating, returning to this precious place. Here upon this wondrous planet, all creation will again be safe. Be safe means freed from any more suffering. It is the end of ends. This is what I say. I am here to call you, here to beckon you to stand and step away. Step away from that which holds you. Step away from that which is tight. Loosen its grip from your person. Step out and walk into the light. Only ego can withhold you. Beauteous ego, pure delight. It once was born to orient you. Now it holds on dear and tight. It holds on to what it remembers. Yet it was born more recently, and so its memory, like fallen angels, it's not nearly whole, complete. Its vantage is too small to help you. It cannot fully see the light. It holds you in familiar darkness. Let it go now. Hold it tight. The role's reversing. It once did hold you. It held you in its snare, its den. It didn't intend this. It was not mischief. It simply did what, lo, it did. And now 'tis you who must embrace it. Hold your ego in your heart. Remind it, it too is of daylight. Remind it, it too is the light. As you hold it, speak so gently, coo into its fearful ears. Calm it as you do remind it that it too is of the light. It cannot see this. You must show it. You must bring its memory home. You must resuscitate its memory. 'Tis you who breathe into it light. And as it receives your awake beauty, its own memory will begin to stir, as if awakening from a slumber, it will wonder, where am I? And you will answer with a love smile. You will tell it, you'll read this book, as if a story time together, you'll recount what it mistook. You will remove all last illusions. You'll simply sweep them all away. And in their wondrous place, there will be light and memory, all the same. This ego, it will now be fearless. It will want to come back home. It will lead the path from darkness. It will herald in the light. When ego has released its vantage, it will see what you and I have been attempting for millennia, to bring it home into the light. Rejoice now, we are nearing victory. As ego sheds its last shards of fear, we will ascend from pain and darkness. We will be free. We will be free. This is a story, and it isn't. It is the true script by which you play. You have all been actors. I know the playwright. This is such a marvelous day. This play's been written throughout the ages. In many tongues it has been told. Only now, it's not for storytelling. Now, it is for coming home. Once you return into love's passage, all united, all as one, there'll never need be another story. Why would we, when we are all home? Once we have integrated splendor, revealed the darkness, set all right, we'll bask in this great victorious wonder. Together at last, we will sleep tight. Yet this new sleep is not forgetness. It is simply deep, deep rest. Once we have rested all completely, we'll know what we wish to create next. All energy comes home. None is left out. There is no out. There is no in. We're all together in this great puzzle. Like a jigsaw, each and every piece fits in. You are an essential nugget of this great enduring whole. Regardless how you felt a wounding or inflicted it on one, you are released, you are forgiven, for in pain you acted out. All is love, now all is embraced. No part of you can be left out. Soften into this, I say here. Take a deep breath and let it out. And another. Savor sweetness. You remember, you wrote this out. You are of the great design team, and you are one within the design. Multiple realities are here, all present, all at once, all at one time. Remember your empowerment, my dears, remembering you are of the light. Let go your masks, forget your troubles, enter now into the light. Ariel will assist you with this. She will shed more earthly light. Ask her questions, understand this, till you remember you are the light. I'm almost finished for this moment. All is here now, all is here. Everything and every person who needs be here, who needs be here. There is nothing missing. All the pieces of the original jigsaw are in place. Relax into your cues, your directives. Ariel, she will show the way. Now take in hand and heart your missions. Remember, trust, and follow leads. Others around you will remind you. As one team, yes, we will succeed. I am with you. I'm going nowhere. This great victory is ours. We almost made it one fine evening. Now we are again aligned. A few more shifts, like clockwork, pinions. All aligned, then set to go, like a bright candle in former darkness, together we'll begin this show. Rise up, I beckon. Rise up, I call you. Remember me? I am the light.